Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Romance. Romance, bringing you the finest stories of the world's greatest romantic authors. Stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventure of love, all strung on the bright thread of romance. Tonight, the makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you Christopher Anthony's unusual story, Return to Tomorrow. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum refreshes you. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum gives you real chewing enjoyment. Yes, for chewing enjoyment plus refreshment, it's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, delicious flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth, helps keep your throat moist, and gives you a nice little lift. The good, smooth chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling fresh and alert, adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. So for chewing enjoyment plus refreshment, treat yourself often to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
Now, with Harry Bartell starred as Stewart and Gene Bates as Annette, here's the first act of Return to Tomorrow.
It happened just on the outskirts of Nice, where the railroad bridge crosses the Route National 7. It was late in the evening, and my friend Tony and I were driving back to our villa in Antibes after an unrewarding visit to the casino in Monte Carlo, when a girl jumped out onto the cobbled street, waving her arms frantically.
Please help me. Please help me.
What's the matter?
Don't let them get me. Please don't let them get me.
Oh, come on, Stu. Let's get out of here. This can only be trouble.
Please help me. Please.
Tony, look, coming out of that hotel.
What? Well, they've got guns.
Get it, Marcel.
Oh, nothing with you. Nothing.
Stu, what's the idea? What are we going to do with her?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I do. You turn around and take her back where you've got her.
Too late.
Well, what do you mean?
Look behind you.
Huh? Uh-oh. Now we're for it.
I bet they won't catch us. I killed my lights as I roared onto the bridge over the Var River and then swung into the village of Saint Laurent, pulled into a narrow alley, and watched our pursuers whip by a moment later, following nothing.
Well, what now?
We just sit here. They'll think we went straight up the river toward the mountains instead of crossing the bridge. Say, how's our passenger?
Sleeping like a baby? Or a drunk?
She's not drunk, Tony. As soon as the road's clear, we'll take her to the villa.
Now, listen, Stu. Let's keep out of this, huh? Let's take her to the police.
Not until we've heard her story.
But, Stu, we've only got a few more days of holiday left, and I don't want to spend them in Antibes jail.
Don't worry.
Worry? Look, we're not going to take French law in our hands. Whoever this girl is and whatever she's done is for the French police to determine, not us.
You know, she's awful pretty.
Oh. It'll look just dandy in the papers. Two young officers attached to SHAPE headquarters, vacationing in Mufti, run afoul of the French police. We'll be cashiered. Sacked.
Uh-oh. They're backtracking. Road's clear now. Let's go.
Oh, righto.
The girl didn't stir all the way to our villa. I had to carry her into the house, and when I lowered her onto the bed in the guest room, she finally opened her eyes.
Who are you?
Now, mademoiselle, don't be frightened. We're friends.
Friends?
Yes. I'm Stuart Thompson. This is Tony Ainsley.
I don't know you.
But we are your friends, and we want to help you. What's your name?
My name? I don't know.
But that's impossible.
I don't know my name.
What happened to you tonight?
What do you mean?
You ran in front of our car and asked us to help you.
I did?
Yes. You said someone was after you.
I did?
Yes, don't you remember?
Oh, no. No, I don't remember anything.
What?
Nothing. I remember nothing until I woke up just now. What is this? What is the matter with me? I don't remember anything.
Look. You better sleep now, and we'll talk about it in the morning.
Yes, I am tired. Very, very tired.
And remember, you have nothing to worry about. We're your friends.
Thank you so much.
If you need anything, just call.
Yeah. Good night, mademoiselle.
Good night, monsieur.
Good night, Diane.
Diane? Is that my name?
That's my name for you. Do you like it?
Yes. Diane? Yes, I like it very much.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, Stu?
Sounds like amnesia.
Sounds like faking.
I don't think so.
Well, you would if she weren't so pretty.
Yeah, she is pretty, isn't she?
Yes, that I'll admit. Look, after all this pother, I feel like a nightcap. Will you join me?
Yeah, thanks. I might have a little Irish on the rocks.
Oh, I take it that's American for Jameson's over ice, hmm?
It tastes the same.
I'll fix it.
Hank, I'll sleep here on the Davenport.
Why?
In case she needs anything during the night.
Oh, now, don't be an idiot, Stu.
And I want to be sure she doesn't try to run away.
That would be the best thing for all concerned if she did.
Here's a drink.
Thanks.
Now, look, how are you going to explain her to the cook?
I won't have to explain her at all. Marta's friend, she'll understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Your friend Stuart. May I come in?
Oh, just a minute. All right.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Did you sleep well?
Yes, thank you. Very well.
Like some breakfast?
Yes, thank you.
It's on its way.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk about what happened last night?
I'd like to. I'd like so very much to.
Well?
But I don't know. I don't remember. All I know is that I woke up in this room and you and that other man were here.
You were very frightened when you stopped us. You said they were after you. Don't you remember?
No.
And someone was after you. They came out of a hotel and fired guns at us. Don't you remember that?
No.
It was on the outskirts of Nice. Do you live in Nice?
I don't know. This is terrible. Who am I? Please help me to find who I am.
I will. I promise.
Yes, so early in the morning. No. This is no way to start the day.
Mart, this is Mademoiselle Diane, our guest.
Eat something, child. You'll feel better. Monsieur? One called you on the telephone.
Who?
He would not say. He wishes to speak to you.
Very well, Mart. I'm coming. Now, Diane, you eat your breakfast. And afterwards, we'll take a walk along the beach. Would you like that?
Yes, you will.
Hello.
Is this Monsieur Stuart Thompson?
Yes.
You drive a Fiat Sports Roadster, license TT3472?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where is the girl?
What girl?
You know what girl.
I do not.
I believe you do, Monsieur. You eluded us last night, but you will not be so fortunate again.
Who is this?
That is of no importance to you, and you are of no importance to us. We want the girl.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to explain. I'm trying to suggest, monsieur, that you be smart. If the girl is not there, you have nothing to fear. If the girl is there, then you would be wise to return her to us.
Who are you?
You will return the girl to the place where you found her. Under the railroad bridge on Route Nationale 7, outside Nice at 9 o'clock this evening. You will let her out of your car, turn around and return to Antibes and forget the whole thing. Agreed?
Not agreed. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no girl here.
I have told you what to do, monsieur. If you do not follow my suggestions, it will be regrettable for you.
You can't...
At 9 tonight, monsieur, under the railroad bridge. Au revoir.
Friends, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint while you're working. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint gives you a refreshing little lift. The smooth, pleasant chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum helps keep you feeling relaxed and satisfied, makes your job seem easier. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum in your home, when you're out walking or driving, when you're enjoying outdoor sports and other activities. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good anytime. And the natural chewing aids digestion and helps keep your teeth bright and attractive. Yes, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
And now for the second act of Return to Tomorrow, as we return to romance.
They'd traced me through my license number. They knew where I lived. I went upstairs to Tony's room, bribed him into wakefulness with a cup of black coffee, and told him what had happened.
Well, all right. So what's the next step?
To snap her out of her amnesia and find out who she is, what it's all about.
All right. How'd you do that?
How do I know? Hey, wait a minute. Is that yesterday's Paris Herald there on your table?
Yeah. Why?
Read that little story on Anton Gruner.
Okay. Among the arrivals on the Liberté was Dr. Anton Gruner, who passed a few days in Paris before proceeding to the Psychological Institute meeting in Vienna. Dr. Gruner is staying at the Plaza Athénée. So
Dr. Gruner is one of the top psychiatrists in the States. If anybody can get that poor kid back on her rocker, he can.
Oh, well, do you know him?
Yeah, I knew him when I was on General Porter's staff during the war. I'll put in a call for you.
Yes? Oh, what is it, Martha?
Look out the window. Across the street.
All right. Well, do you mean that dejected-looking old sedan?
Oui. It stopped there a few minutes ago. There are two men in it. They sit there and they watch the house. I do not like it.
I wouldn't worry about it too much if I were you, Mart. Probably just tourists.
Mm-hmm. They look more like gangsters.
Well, you just go about your business. Monsieur Tony and I will be down in a few moments.
Very well, monsieur.
Only one thing. Don't go out of the house and be sure that Mademoiselle doesn't go out.
Oui, monsieur.
Tony, when's the next plane from Nice to Paris?
Paris? 2 o'clock, I think.
It'll get us in around 5:30. I'll phone Dr. Gruner and ask him to meet us at the airport in Paris.
Yes, but how are you going to get from here to the Nice airport with those chaps outside? That looks too. You better call the police.
No. Wait a minute, I've got it. The speedboat.
What?
There's a pier at the edge of the airfield at Nice. We can tie up there. Our pals out front can't see our mooring from the road.
Well, as I said before, we've only got 3 days of holiday left. Seems a pity to end it so early.
Oh, you're not going, Tony. You're staying here.
Why?
I may need you.
Need me for what? A decoy?
They won't do anything to you. They're after the girl. Now, you just sit tight, both you and Mart. Don't go out of the house and don't let anyone in. I'll phone you from Paris. But if you don't hear from me by 9 o'clock tonight, then call the police. A little after noon, the girl and I slipped down to the boat dock unobserved from the street because of the high garden wall. We bounced over the choppy seas around Cap d'Antibes and across the bay to the airfield on the outskirts of Nice. We tied up at a little fishing pier at the edge of the field and approached the Air France ticket office with only a few minutes left before takeoff. Nobody stopped us, and at last we were airborne, climbing higher and higher toward the rocky front of the Maritime Alps.
Stuart, this doctor you're taking me to, can he help me?
Yes, I'm sure he can help you.
I hope so.
Mademoiselle. Can I get you anything? An aperitif?
No, thank you.
Would you care to look at the afternoon paper, Mademoiselle?
Oh, thank you.
Monsieur?
Yes, thanks.
Stuart.
Yes, dear?
The man sitting up front, facing this way. He keeps staring at me.
No wonder. You're undoubtedly the most beautiful girl he's ever seen in his life.
Stuart.
You're undoubtedly the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, well, I don't mind it when you look at me, but I don't like the way he looks at me. It frightens.
Then I tell you what you do.
What?
Read your paper. Put it up in front of you. He can't see you. You can't see him. Like this. I raised my copy of Nice Espoir, and there on the front page was a two-column picture of the girl sitting beside me. I stared at it a moment and then began to read, "Mysterious attack on former mayor. The unconscious and tortured body of Monsieur Albert Duval, former communist mayor of Nice, was found early this morning in a field on the outskirts of the city. Police suspect a political motive for the attack." And under Diane's picture was the caption, "Annette Duval, daughter of former mayor who is being sought by police for questioning." I stole a sidewise glance at the girl. She was calmly reading a paper, apparently quite unaware of the fact that she was looking at her own picture. I reached over and took it from her.
Huh? Come on.
There's no news in the paper today. I'd rather look at you. Have I told you recently how beautiful you are?
Oh, yes, but you may say so again, if you really think so.
I really think so. Look out there to the right of us. Mont Blanc, snow-capped in the summer sunlight. That's how beautiful you are.
No? Beautiful like a cold mountain? This is not the kind of beauty I should think a man would admire.
All right, then. Beautiful as you. Because there's no one to compare with you but you, Annette.
Annette? But you have been calling me Diane. Why do you not call me Annette?
Because I think the name suits you better. Do you like it, Annette?
Well, I like the way you say it.
But it means nothing to you.
No. Should it?
No, of course not.
Do you know something you aren't telling me? Do you?
Not a thing, my little Annette. This way, Annette. There's the doctor waiting by the gate.
I'm afraid, Stuart.
Oh, not nonsense. There's nothing to be afraid of. He's a very nice man.
Ah, hello there, Stuart.
Hello, doctor. It was good of you to meet us.
Oh, not at all.
Doctor, this is the young lady I telephoned you about.
Oh, how do you do?
Mademoiselle, your name is Annette Duval?
I don't know. Stuart?
The mademoiselle is ill. She's in the care of Dr. Gruner here. Who are you?
Inspector Dauphin, French Sûreté. My identification.
Now, look here. I don't care who you are.
I think it would be unwise to resist the officer, Stuart. We shall all accompany him.
You will excuse me, monsieur le docteur, but we will have no need of your presence. If the young lady is ill, we have a doctor at the prefecture.
Believe me, Monsieur Dauphin, you have the utmost need of the doctor's presence. Otherwise, you'll get no answers from her.
I am sure.
Not from a mind that's blank, not from a memory that began after the crime was committed.
Ah, this I did not understand. Monsieur le docteur, will you be so kind as to accompany us?
Certainly.
At the Prefecture of Police while Dr. Gruner was talking quietly to Annette in an anteroom, I told Inspector Dauphin everything I knew. Then the inspector got on the direct wire to the Sûreté office in Nice, and I put in a call to Tony in Antilla. While I was waiting for the connection to be made, Dr. Gruner came out of the anteroom.
Well, Stuart, your young lady is undoubtedly a victim of amnesia.
Doctor, can you restore her memory?
Well, I can try.
When?
Right now. I can attempt to treat her by hypnosis. May work.
More chance. Au revoir. Voilà, monsieur. It is arranged, Nice. Now, you have talked with your friend?
Not yet. The doctor thinks he can restore Mademoiselle's memory by hypnosis.
Oh, it will be of the greatest help. But hypnosis? I wonder.
We can only try.
If you're successful, will she remember what's happened since last night?
Do you mean, will she remember you?
Yes.
Well, there's no hard or fast rule. Sometimes a patient does, sometimes not. I could give her a post-hypnotic suggestion not to forget you.
Will you, Doctor? Will you, please?
Of course.
Hello, hello. Oui, ne quittez pas. It was your call, monsieur.
Oh, very well. I'll go in and begin the hypnosis, Stuart. You and the inspector may come in when you've completed your call.
Thank you, Doctor. Hello. Hello, Tony.
Oh, yes. Stu? I said, Stu, where are you?
Paris. Police headquarters.
Oh, what have they got you in for?
Listen, Tony, I haven't got time to go into detail. Did you see this afternoon's paper?
Yes.
All right, you know nearly as much as I do. Now, listen. I want you to be at the railroad bridge outside Nice at 9 o'clock tonight in the Fiat. All you have to do is to drive up, let the girl out, the Sûreté will do the rest.
Well, what girl?
Take Mart.
Stu, Martha doesn't look like your Diane or Annette or whatever her name is.
She's about the same size and it's dark under that bridge.
Well, what if she won't go?
Charmer, you know what to say.
Oh, and what is there in this for me?
You can be the best man at my wedding. Now step on it, will you? You got little more than an hour. Goodbye, Tony. Thanks. Okay, Inspector. Everything's set. My friend will be under the bridge at 9.
Oh, good, good. Now, shall we go in with the mademoiselle?
Yes, we'd better.
Ah. Yes, she's a very good subject. She responded readily.
She seems to be sleeping.
She is, so to speak. She's in a deep hypnotic trance.
Monsieur le docteur, is it all right for me to question her?
Oh, if you don't mind, Inspector, I think we may get better results if I did.
But do you know what to ask her?
Yes, I think so. Now, if you don't mind, if you be quiet, I'll proceed. Mademoiselle. Mademoiselle. Do you know your name?
My name is Annette Duval.
Annette Duval. Tell me, where do you live?
In Nice.
And where in Nice?
Le Bar des Anglais.
Whom do you live with?
My father.
When did you last see your father?
Just a moment ago.
And how was your father? Was he well?
No. No.
Tell me. How was he?
They were hurting him. They were hurting him.
Yes, yes. Who was hurting him?
I don't know.
Come now. Tell me. Tell me what happened.
I came into the house. I heard voices in my father's study. Somebody was saying, "Don't you know you can never leave the party?" And my father said, "I don't care what you do to me. I will not go back. I cannot go back to the party." And then there was a sharp sound and my father screamed. And I threw the door open. Two men turned and looked at me. My father was sitting there tied to a chair. His face was bloody. One arm looked like it was broken.
And after that, you ran into the street and you waved your arms at an automobile, didn't you?
Yes. Then I don't remember anything else.
Of course not. Because you went to sleep. But later you woke up, and there was Stuart.
Stuart?
Yes, yes, you were in his house. You remember Stuart?
Yes, Stuart. Yes, I remember him.
Ah. And now, gentlemen, you'd better leave me alone with her. She must get some rest now.
Nearly 9:15. You suppose everything went off all right?
No. There is no doubt of it, if your friend followed the instructions.
I'm sure he did.
Ah, perhaps. Hello? Oui, c'est Dauphin qui parle. Non, ne quittez pas. Monsieur Stuart, it is for you.
Hello?
Hello, Stu.
Tony, how'd it go?
Oh, good show. The Surete chaps have got them all rounded up. It was a bit thick for a while, but nobody got hurt. I say, how's the girl?
She's coming around.
Well, look, you might tell her that her father's feeling much better.
I'll do that.
By the way, I'm afraid you spoiled a good cook.
What do you mean?
Martha wants to quit and join the Surete. She fancies herself a spy now.
Tell her I won't hear of it. She can't let us starve to death.
Oh, I know. Oh, look here. Put the inspector back on. One of his men wants to report.
Okay, hang on. Here, Inspector. One of your men wants to speak to you.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Eh, oui, oui. Eh?
How's that patient, Doctor?
Look for yourself, Stuart. I'll be outside.
Stuart. Oh, mon cher Stuart. How can I ever thank you?
How do you feel?
Wonderful. I remember everything. Before and after.
Good. I just talked to Tony and Niece. Your father's much better.
Oh, I'm so glad.
We better start back now.
All right. But, Stuart.
Yes, dear?
You'll stay close to me, won't you? I don't want to be afraid again.
You never will be, darling. Because I'll never leave your side.
Remember, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum refreshes you. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum gives you real chewing enjoyment. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth, freshens your taste, sweetens your breath. The smooth, pleasant chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling relaxed and satisfied, makes whatever you're doing more enjoyable. Yes, for refreshment plus chewing enjoyment, treat yourself often to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Millions enjoy it daily. Get a few packages and always keep some handy. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard Return to Tomorrow by Christopher Anthony, starring Harry Bartell and Gene Bates. Featured in the cast were Ben Wright, Joseph Kearns, Reza Royce, Larry Dobkin, Bob O'Connor, and Vivi Janis. Editorial supervision is by John Meston, and musical supervision by Earl Towner. Next week, be sure to join us again when Romance brings you John Cleary's unusual story, Den of Thieves. Roy Rowan speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.